This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba, one of Ukraine's most recognizable faces on the international stage, has submitted his resignation ahead of an expected major government reshuffle. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Kuleba did not give a reason, but was one of several cabinet ministers stepping down in what President Volodymyr Zelensky calls a reboot, saying his government needs new energy in diplomacy and elsewhere as the war with Russia approaches the 1,000-day mark. Kuleba's been a key player in taking Ukraine's message to the world, and just last week urged Western partners to lift restrictions on using long-range weapons inside Russia.
If we are allowed to strike, we will significantly decrease the capacity of Russia.
Pointedly saying if that does not happen,
then do not complain on Ukraine, complain on yourself.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The fire and disaster at Grenfell Tower in 2017 was a death trap due to failures by the UK government and industry, the inquiry finds. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The group representing survivors and families bereaved by a deadly high-rise fire in London in 2017 has urged authorities to deliver justice after the release of a major damning report into the disaster in which 72 people lost their lives. Natasha Elcott of Grenfell United says today's report speaks to the lack of competence, understanding and fundamental failure to perform the most basic duties of care.
We paid the price of systematic dishonesty, institutional indifference and neglect.
The report, released after a years-long public inquiry, said decades of failures had turned Grenfell Tower into a death trap. I'm Charles de Ledesma.